Off the Ball.
In association with Air. Don't miss live and exclusive Premier League action this month on the Air Sport Pack.
This is News Talk.
The word yesterday for the round was gross. What's today?
No, today I played a lot better today. I played a lot better. It was tough conditions out there. It was tough scoring. I really wanted to shoot something probably around 65. I thought that might be a playoff number. But these guys are, they got some par fives ahead of them. And they're doing well. So I was trying to post early and see what might happen.
If you had to give yourself an overall grade for the week, what would it be?
Very pleased. After not playing for a couple of years and then coming out here on the tour and really playing, a solid 4 days, I fought hard for these scores. They weren't like drive down the middle, hit it on the green, two putt, and one of those yawners. This was a lot of fighting.
2 weeks before you play again, what's the list of priorities for improvement?
Everything. Just like it was after I played in the Bahamas, I had to work on everything. We're going to do the same thing here. And, I'm excited to get this one under my belt, though.
Well, we'll see you in L.A. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dottie.
There you go. That's Tiger Woods speaking with Dottie Pepper after he finished tied for 23rd, 3 under par at the Farmers Insurance Open. He was 7 shots off the eventual lead. It went to a playoff, of course, won by Jason Day today. The playoff fought the light and lost last night. So Jason Day won the playoff this afternoon. And Rory McIlroy is also a player we're going to touch on with Lawrence Donegan, who's on the line because golf can tell itself otherwise, Lawrence, but nobody cares about Justin Thomas.
Nobody cares about Justin Thomas. I've been saying it for months. I'm sure he's a very good player, but the weekend was, it really felt as if golf had reclaimed, planted its flag back again somewhere in the middle of the sporting consciousness. It was something else to behold. Rory and Tiger. That's Rory two events now. He's 40 under par for his first two events back after injury. That is astonishing. And Tiger, the kind of bet was, would he make the cut? My goodness, first things first, a brilliant effort to make the cut. Mm. He was 3 under par on his back nine on Friday to make the cut, which was kind of vintage Tiger stuff, and then he did pretty well over the weekend.
Yeah, so Woods was wild off the tee is the short version here. He hit 65% of fairways in the Bahamas a few months back, and everybody thought, well, that's quite good, but they're pretty wide, those fairways, but he hit 17 of 54 in one stretch, which was historically bad for Woods, the worst of his career. But his distance was good. He was 16th longest in the field. He averaged 303 yards off the tee at a few in excess of 350. But he just didn't quite know which way they were going. So how much of a worry is that for Woods, who's never been ultra straight off the tee?
Well, as you've hit the nail on the head there, Joe. He's never been ultra straight off the tee. And saying that, in total driving, not to get too into the weeds on stats, in total driving, strokes gained against the field, he was a plus number. So, whilst it was pretty bad, it wasn't completely awful. And he's always been like that. I think, it's manageable. In the Bahamas, that's a resort golf course. The golf course is designed for the ball to roll back into the middle of the fairway, so it's kind of essentially hard to miss a fairway there. But it's troublesome, and he'll need to get it sorted. He hit 9 fairways in the last 54 holes, which is just absurd. But it will get better. It can't get any worse, is the point. And you kind of got to look to everything else, every other aspect of his game, putting. For this comeback, the big concern was his short game. Mm. The last time he was seriously trying to come back, he basically had the chipping yips, and he seems to have kind of got rid of that. His short game was, we saw a lot of it, and these guys' short game is really, really good, but we saw a lot of Tiger's short game, a lot of scrambling, and it was brilliant. It was as good as anything we've ever seen from him, even in his heyday. So there was a lot of, you could concentrate on the driving. That could be fixed. Mm. The two-way misses are an issue. But everything else was, I thought it was pretty sensational.
Okay, really? Okay, so once you saw the short game in that kind of shape, you thought to yourself, the rest he can work with. But once that's there, this guy can win again.
Well, that's really it, And, and the other thing is you mentioned it there, length. He's still getting out there with these guys. Which is really, really good. And you'll notice, again, watching him yesterday, last nine, he kind of looked tired. That's his first real 72-hole proper tournament. And there was a lot of kind of wipey, big fades off the tee. And that just looked like a guy who was exhausted. He's kind of tournament fitness will build up. But you know, if he straightens it out a little bit, he's got the length, straightens out the driving a little bit. I mean, the short game looked fantastic. Mm. His putting looked really, really good, really solid. Technically, the putting stroke, I mean, I'm not exactly Phil Kenyon, the world's greatest putting coach, but looking at it with a layman's eye, it looked really, really solid.
Mm. The other interesting aspect of this journey he's going to go on now right up until Augusta and beyond is he's going to try and straighten himself out off the tee and his general tee to green play minus a coach for pretty much the first time in his career. And he's not been averse to having different coaches right through from his dad to Butch to Chris Como, who he's parted ways with. So I think the logic he seemed to suggest at one point was that, well, nobody has been through, and I mean body in the literal term, nobody's body has been through what his has been through. So he needs a pretty bespoke kind of a swing, and he figures I'm better off figuring this out alone. Most guys have a coach on the modern day tour. It's a very interesting move.
It really is, but he kind of has an informal coach. His old college buddy, Nota Begay, who was a really good PGA Tour player back in the day. I mean, I think he's a bit of a sounding board. But yeah, right, and I mean, if you go back to Hank Haney's book, The Big Miss, which kind of told the story of Haney's time with Tiger, Tiger didn't really listen to Haney that much.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a little bit, but I mean, Haney's way of getting Woods to do anything was to make it sound like it was Tiger's idea, and that was the only way Tiger would do something. So, again, it seems to be working. I mean, the proof is in what we're seeing already, and if Tiger's his own coach, he's doing a pretty good job so far. You might have to call in a... You know how in baseball you have a hitting coach and a pitching coach? They might have to bring in a driving coach for that, but other than that, I think it's a pretty... Nobody's been through so many swing changes and made, you know, and been a brilliant golfer with different swings. I think he's on his fifth swing now, and you know, you've got to think that he's built up a store of knowledge over the years. And of course, the technology that's available now, TrackMan, and you know, all this stuff, you don't really need. I mean, you do need some people. You need the kind of emotional crutch of another pair of eyes, but if you can get past that. You know, you really don't really need a coach. These guys are so good, and they can get by. You know, especially a guy like Tiger, who's an avowed golf nerd, they can get by on their own.
Okay, so we're chalking up Tiger as exciting a situation as anyone could have predicted even 5 or 6 months ago. And then Rory, so third in Abu Dhabi last week, and then second in Dubai yesterday, 22 under par. So Rory went off for 3 months and kind of had a talk with himself and decided I've two choices here, and it seems he's decided that he wants to be a serious golfer.
Looks like it. 40 under par for 144 holes or whatever it is. That's pretty sensational. It looks really good as well. I mean, as I say, when I first came on, Joe, both of them looked really, really good. The only difference is you would look at Tiger on Friday afternoon needing to go under par on a tough golf course to make the cut. And he stood up to the challenge. And Rory yesterday goes into the back nine with a two-shot lead and coughs up two bogeys and a three-putt. That would be the only slight pause with Rory. But otherwise, I mean, technically, he looked fantastic. Most aspects of his game looked really, really good. I noticed, since we're trading stats, Joe, I noticed that he was, on average, he was 10 yards further than the second longest player in the field in Dubai. He looks really, really good. And if you kind of pause at what he did in the back nine yesterday, you would have to, you know, with a bit more game practice, you would think that that will tighten up, you know, emotionally he will tighten up, level out, and not do something like that again. It's really weird, because when McIlroy started, the knock on him that he wasn't a great winner, and then through the years he kind of built up this, you know, once he gets a sniff, he's really after it. And yesterday was a kind of throwback to that. If you remember, the first tournament he won as a pro was at Dubai, and I think he had a six-shot lead going into the back nine, and he had to play a great bunker shot in the last hole to win by a shot from Justin Rose. But you would have to think, with the experience he's got and just the talent edge that he's got, that you know, he won't do that too often in the future.
How good was the putting, and how good does the putting need to be if the rest of his game is pretty close to his best?
Well, it's the same old story for McIlroy, isn't it? His putting just needs to be average, and he's in contention. But if his putting's good, he's winning by a country mile, because his ball striking is just so much better than everybody else. I mean, he's so long off the tee, but if he's straight, I mean, this is the boon of modern television watching now is for you watching golf are the pro tracers.
Yeah.
And it gives, you know, for years, guys like me standing, you know, out in a golf course watching, we can tell about ball flight but now the viewer at home can look at the ball flight, and McIlroy's is remarkably different from the vast majority of players on tour. So you know, that's without question, but it's all, again, it's about the putting. You know what I did notice over the weekend, I didn't see much of it. I mean, I didn't see all 72 holes, obviously. But in years past, he had a propensity to miss a couple of 2-footers over the course of a week, and that's pretty important. But he seems to have got rid of that. Although I'm looking here just at the stats again. Lee, who won it, I mean, Rory had an average of 27 putts around over in Dubai, and Lee had an average of 23.8.
Yeah.
That's a vast difference. I mean, part of that would be Rory would be hit more greens in regulation because he's a better ball striker.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a bit, you know, that's almost 15 shots over the week.
Yeah.
Which is a lot, to make up.
Yeah. So the next time we're going to see, we're going to see Woods and McIlroy in the same field in Riviera in 2-3 weeks, which is going to be quite something. That will grab the attention. And if they've any sense, I mean, the pairings, it'll be Rory and Tiger on Thursday morning.
I suspect not. I don't know if you know Riviera, Joe, but it's a pretty tight property.
Yeah.
If they had Woods and Rory in the same group, the whole place would be unmanageable. I mean, no, I would imagine they'll have them on what they used to do with Mickelson and Tiger. They had them on opposite sides of the draw. It's going to be a really that's a great golf course, by the way.
This is the one that casual fans might, you know, it has Humphrey Bogart's tree, and it's got a touch of old school Hollywood glitz and glam to it.
It really is. It's right in smack bang, right off Sunset Boulevard. Again, not to get too into the nerdy territory, but it's an old George Thomas golf course. It's probably got the best short par 4 in the world, the 10th. It's a really beautiful property, and it kind of favours players like McIlroy. Well, McIlroy contended there a couple of years ago. Tiger, I think it was the scene of Tiger's first appearances on the PGA Tour as an amateur. I think he was 16. But although it's his local tournament, he grew up just south of Los Angeles. Apparently, he doesn't really particularly like the course, which was surprising when he put his name on the entry sheet. But it's his charitable trust is involved with the running of it, so I presume he felt obliged to do it. It'll be fascinating. It'll be again to see the two of them together.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the two that was the other lesson from the weekend. I don't know if you felt this, but they are the. I mean, these other guys are all really good, but these are the two stars of golf. They just are. They have that. You know that thing. You can see it. I mean, you can't explain it, but you can just see it. It's that kind of star power thing. I mean, Tiger's obviously over the years, but Rory has it as well. That's going to be a brilliant, brilliant tournament.
Yeah, here's hoping. And then suddenly we're into Augusta, where all the fun really takes off. So that's good. Good news on the Rory and Tiger front. Lawrence Donegan, thanks so much.
All the best, Joe. Take care, mate.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.